Parshas Ve'ele Shmois Sefer Ve'ele Shmois B'nei Yisrael Ve'vav Moisef Alin Yerishayin. There's a connection, a hemshich, of a separate Sefer Bereshis and Sefer Shmois. Sefer Bereshis is also called in the Rishonim and in the Sforim Sefer Hayetzira, Sefer Ha'avos. Sefer Shmois is called Sefer Ha'Geula or Sefer Habonim. In the beginning of Bereshis, it says the word Oyer five times. It says Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, and then again Behemshech it says Or again three more times. But the first two is Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, and that's connected Sefer Bereshis and Sefer Shemois, the potential, and then fearing Ois the potential. It's interesting though. Some of the Rishonim, I think even the Ramban, other Rishonim, they call every Sefer of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah has a name. Sefer Bereshis, we said, is Sefer Ayitzira, Vayikra is Toiras Koyanim. Bamidbar is Sefer HaPakudim, Numbers. Sefer Dvarim, another name, is Mishneh Torah. Another name of Sefer Shmois, interesting, is Sefer HaSheni. And Sefer HaSheni sounds generic, sounds dull, sounds kemat a zilzel. The other one, the second one, Halidavarum. I heard once the pshat is, Sefer Bereshis is Sefer HaYitzira. Sefer Shmois, Sefer HaYitzira, HaSheni. It's a Sefer HaYitzira. There's a Klal Yisrael being created. Yes, in the beginning there was Sefer Bereshis of the Bria, of the Teva, of the Olam, of the Koychavim, but now there's a different kind of a Koychav, a different kind of a star, Klal Yisrael, and Mitzrayim coming out of Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Mishkan, where the Ramban writes, is Chazru El Mailas Avoisam. When they finally bring the Ashras Ashkin of Mishkan, they're Sach HaKol getting back to the Maila of the Avois, to becoming that star. Shmois is even actually Rashi Tevis, Shmois, Tachlis Masei Shemayim V'aretz. Because it's the Matara of making that Sefer HaYitzira into a Sefer HaYitzira HaSheni. Now the process of the Sefer HaYitzira HaSheni, you know, there's Choshech and Or in Bereshis, there's also Choshech before the Or. There's the Choshech of the Golas of Mitzrayim. And Sefer Shmois, fascinating, is called Sefer HaGeula. Or, I don't know, the process of the Geula, the Chayra, starts in Va'era. In Shmois, it doesn't look, things look bleak. It doesn't look yet that the process is starting. The Hemshech and Sefer Ve'era will be the process of the seven of the first of the ten Makos. It's interesting, the Haftorah of Parsha Shmois, Haftorah always is the theme of the Parsha, and there are quite a few Parshas where there's a machlokes between Minig Ashkenaz and Minig Sfard, usually in just a shinui of a few psukim, adding a few psukim, a few less, a few more, and there are hasberim thereof on those places. But in Parsha Shmois specifically, there's a fundamental machlokes that it's a total different Haftorah. The Minig Ashkenaz is to lane from Yeshaya, Perek Chav Zayin, Haboyim Yashresh Yaakov, and the Minig of the Sfaradim is to lane the beginning of Yirmiyah, which is Haftorah that we also lane during Bein HaMetzarim. This is a fundamental machlokes. What is the theme of Parsha Shmois? The first of the Parshias of Sefer HaGeula. The Minig Ashkenaz is that the Haftorah already is talking about the Geula. Even in the Mamish Tifarayin in the Golos, Ba'astara Shebetoich Ha'astara, the Haftorah is already Yeshaya, Golos, Ba'yayimahu, Yitaka B'Shefer Gadol, the Pasuk says. And the Minig Asfardim is actually to talk about that it's still Doch, it's the Golos. Abrevinit V'Yavad, it's part of the process. It's maybe the Choshech before the Or, Abre, the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we said as Sefer Shemois, the process doesn't end there, it gets eventually to Matan Torah and to Mishkan, Ashras Hashchina. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Gematria 891, Nasa V'Nishma, 891. Yetzias Mitzrayim is Gematria Nasa V'Nishma, the Matara, the ultimate Matara of Yetzias Mitzrayim is for Nasa V'Nishma. If Golos Mitzrayim was a Hachana for Torah Shebiksav of Moshe Rabbeinu bringing down, then there's Golos Bavel, which is the Hachana for Torah Shebalpeh of Rabbi Kiva. The part of the Haftorah, Aboyim Yashresh Yaakov, the Gemara and Shabbos Darshans, is referring to the Talmidei Chachamim Sheba Bavel. It's part of that process. Now, the name of the Parsha, and also talk of the name of the whole Sefer, Sefer Shmois, but names. A lot of names are Nisgale, mentioned, brought out, Vir Mahus, in this week's Parsha. The names of all the Shvatim, Ve'elu Shmois, B'nei Yisrael, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, V'chulei. The name of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Shal Yisrael, is later on in the parsha. First given to him by Bissia, but definitely HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the snare calls out to him, Moshe, Moshe. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Shem Eyeh, Zeh Shmi, Zeh Zichri, L'Dardar, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bechlal, the name of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is a name. Elish Mois B'nei Yisrael. Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis, Yesh, Shishim, Ribi, Oisiyas, L'Toyra. All of these names, the names of the Shvatim, the name of Klal Yisrael, the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's all there. It's the various names that are bringing out their Mahus. Now we said already, there's Vav Moisef, V'Elish Mois. So V'Elish Mois, because the whole Matara of everything of Sefer Bereishis was all the Sefer HaYetzirah to get to, as we said, Sefer Yetzirah Hasheni. Another Vav, another Derher in the Vav is that Shchinta B'Galusa, V'Elish Mois B'nei Yisrael, they're all in the Galus, but the Vav Moisef, besides the Shivim Nefesh, there's a whole issue that there's only 69, who's the 70th, there's various Pshatim, but there's a Pshat, it refers to the Shechina Alein, Shchinta B'Galusa, and they're coming down to Mitzrayim. V'Eile Shmois, another reason why it starts with a Vav, is because V'Eile is Gematria 42, and it's beginning of the 42 days of Shoivavim, Rosh HaTevis, Shmois, V'Ei Raboi, B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim. There's a lot of inyonim about these 42 days, connected to 42 words in Ana B'Koyach, and the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Membeis. And every day of Shoivavim, we have to work on a different inyan. The Iker and Shoivavim, we work on the Shalosh Kedushos, I would say. Mishalosh and Klal Yisrael is Mishulosh, Mishalosh Kedushos. There's Kedushas Ha'inayim, Kedushas Peh, and Kedushas Abris, which is Ayin, Peh, Tzadik. Ayin, the letter Ayin is the Ayin, Peh is the Peh, Peh, and Tzadik is for the Kedushas, to be the Tzadik. Ayin, Peh, Tzadik, together, all three is Gematria 240. If you're not holding in any of these three, that's Amalek. Amalek is 240, and that's Mamish, then you're in not a good place. But the Kedusha to work on is on the Kedushas Ayin, Peh, Tzadik, of in this Tekufa of Shaivim. Eilish Mois B'nei Yisrael, Haboim Mitzrayim. Haboim, the Svarim explain Haboim. They were margish that they just got here. They spirit zich that they're a greener, that they're new, that they're not settling in, they're not feeling so comfortable. Sometimes you need someone to remind you of that, but in Golis, we have to realize always, don't get too comfortable. We're Haboim. Mitzrayim, it's interesting, not Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is referring to Goshen. It's with the extra hay at the end. It wasn't Mitzrayim. It was a special place, Mitzrayim. In the Gevaldik Amem Tes, Kemat Nun Shari Tumah of Mitzrayim, there was a place called Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Gematria Shechina. Mitzrayim is Gematria Shechina. 385. It was a place with Hashroyis Hashechina. And that's how they stayed originally already. Yehuda Shalach Lefan of Goshen to this place of Mitzrayim. Now, I saw an interesting pshat in the Paradis Yosef. It says, Ve'elish Mois B'nei Yisrael. So he tells an interesting ha'ara. The names of B'nei Yisrael went to Mitzrayim? The B'nei Yisrael went to Mitzrayim. Their names are Reuven, Shimon. But their names went down to Mitzrayim? Their names? So he gives a mashal. Amol, there was a musig. If you had to go you did a certain avlet in the government and you had to go to jail. And there would be a way to shmir the government. As always, given Amol in different places. You would pay them off. You would be able to stay wherever you're staying, in your house, in a hotel, in the base medrash, and you were written down on the list officially on the paper. You were written that you were there. You should know in Golis there's a zazach. You could be Shmois B'nei Yisrael. Have your name written in the Golis, but you don't have to be there. You don't have to be in the Golis. You don't have to still suit to the Golis. A yid even in the Golis can zechspir and he's somewhere else. I always say over this story from the Pri Haaretz, Rabbi Nachman Mendel Mivitebsk from Tveria. There was a rumor in Tveria going on. That the rumor was that in Tveria, that they said Mashiach had come. Mashiach had come, they're saying, and there was a tumult outside of Menachem Mendel's room, and he says, Vos Tutzach and Gast, he says, Rebbe Taira, Mezoptas Mashiach is done, the Gassin from Yerushalayim. So, okay, there's no way to check where the telephone is. So he opens up the window from his room, he takes a breath, he says, Machalach, 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 he's not here. And Kachav, my Rebbe Shemayis, Mashiach hadn't come. But they asked afterwards, he lived in the times, I think, of the Kotzker, would say Tach and the Maise. He said, why did he have to open up his window to check if Mashiach was there? Because in his Dalet Amos, it was Rechash al Mashiach. He wasn't in the Golis. His name was registered in the Golis. He wasn't in the Golis. When he was, it was Rechash al Mashiach. He had to see where the oilam was holding. He checked where the oilam was holding. Now, the Eilish Mois, it's brought down. The Levush brings down a remez There's a halacha, a Gemara in Brachas Tavches, also in Arachaim, it's Simen Reish Pei Hei, the Indian of Shnayim Mikra Vechat Targum. So the Levush gives a remez, Ve'ela Shmois is Rosh HaTevis, V'chayiv Adam Likrois HaParsha, Ve'ela, V'chayiv Rosh HaTevis, V'chayiv Adam Likrois HaParsha, Shnayim Mikra Vechat Targum. It's interesting, the Baal HaTurim also gives a remez, but he says it different, because if you notice, the Tur doesn't say Chayiv. There's a big shayla of Shnayim Mikra Vechat Targum. Is it the Raisa, the Rabbanan, is it a Chayiv Gomer, is it a Minig, what status it has? The Torah's Lashon is Tzorech LiZoher, Loi Marshnei, doesn't say Chayiv. And Lashitase, in the Rosh HaTevis, his Rosh HaTevis is not like the Levush. V'chayiv Adam Likreis HaParsha, Shnayim Mikra Vechat Targum. The Baal HaTurim has a more lengthy one, but it's the Elish Mois B'nei Yisrael, and the Rosh HaTevis is the Adam Asher Loimed Hasidra, the Eila. Shmois, Shnayim Mikra Vechat Targum, B'nei, B'koil Noim Yoshir, Yichye Shonim Rabbeis Arukim Lo'olam. Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis, Yichye, it's Haftoch of Arichas Yomim, which is not the Chiddush of the Baal HaTurim. The Gemara says, in Brachas Tavches, that's the school of Arichas Yomim. Everyone's looking for a school of Arichas Yomim. The Gemara says, it's the Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Why is there a Vazundara Remes for Shnayim Mikra Davka over here in the beginning of Shmois? We could have said it in Parshas Vayigash. Over there also it says, Ve'ela Shmois B'nei Yisrael. Why, by the beginning of Sefer Shmois is where it's brought down this Remes. It's a chizik, it's a new Sefer. If you're still holding in Toldos, should you Toldos Noyach or Toldos Yitzchak, there's different Toldos. But if wherever you're still holding, should you try to catch up or maybe make a fresh start by Shmois, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But it's interesting that the remez for the chizik of Eilish Shmois of Shnayim Mikra is here at the beginning of a new Sefer, a new opportunity of chizik in Shnayim Mikra Vechat Targum. Now, the Medrash says that the reason, one of the reasons that Klal Yisrael survived through Golus Mitzrayim is Shaloshinu, Shmoisam, Levusham, Lashoinam, Shaloshinu. So it's interesting, Jewish names. It's interesting, in the Shivim Nefesh HaKaponim, we don't see any repetitive names. People weren't named after the El Tzeda. There's new names always coming in, and what decides what's called a Jewish name. But there was a musig of keeping a Jewish name. There was a gezeira once in Russia that they wanted that everyone should take Goyish names, and one of the families that kept a kpeda on the Jewish names is Shik. Shik is Rosh HaTevis, Shem Yisrael Kadosh. And there's a lot of other names also that have a family names even that were chosen that are considered Jewish names. But, you know, even the names of the Shvatim, it's not so common. How many Tanoim do you know, Rav Naftali? Yeah, I mean, he is mentioned in the Yerushalmi and Tainus Perek Beis, but it's not as common. We have Zvulun Ben Don in Kedushan Daf Laman Aleph. Rav Shimon Avada we have. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Feltnish names. But it's brought down that it's schus that they were kept through the Golus because they didn't change the names. So there's a shayla in the Poiskim. On the other hand, there were, in the history, Rishonim, Achronim, big people that didn't exactly have Jewish names. There's a whole tshuva in the Igros Moshe about it. There's a tshuva's Maram Shik, actually, about it. The Maram Shik is very mocked the other way. L'shitasei, Shem Yisrael Kodesh. He's very into, like, you have to have a Jewish first name, a last name. No, faker I. Right. We say over that this yid came to the Sadma Rebbe with his einikel. He says, this is my einikel, Michael. He said, Ef shedibest a Michael, ich gedenk dein Zayde, is nish given a Michael, is given a Groysa Machmir. So you have to know what kind of names. But the Magid Mishnah's name was Rabbi Vidal. And Toysen Gittin brings Rabbeinu Peter. And in the Gemara Nedarim, there's Rabbi Yosef ben Chalapta calls his son Vardamus. There's also a lot of people that call their kid Alexander, but that is a whole special story why Alexander became and considered a Jewish name. Rav Moshe Shin Shuva actually writes that Shaloshinu Eshmoisom was Davka problem and more acute of an issue in Mitzrayim where they didn't have Torah yet. So what they're holding on to is Shmoisom. That's the deal. But after Matan Torah, it maybe is not as much of a problem. There are different shitas in the Gedarim of names. Now the pasuk says, we mentioned this already, I think, Vayomis Yosef, V'chol Echov, V'chol Hadorahu, and fascinating, that's pasuk Vav, Vayomis Yosef, the last pasuk in Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Vayichi, is Vayomis Yosef. What, Yosef died twice? Vayomis Yosef. And we text it up, Yosef is somewhere on the border between being an Av and a Ben. Ein Kairin La'ovis Elish Leisha. Let's not overdo it. Ein Kairin La'ovis Elish Leisha. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. But Yosef is a shtickle av. He has a Menashe and Ephraim. He was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. On the other end of Adi, he's from the Ben. He's from the Bonim. Now, Sefer Bereishis is Sefer Ha'avos. Sefer Shmois, Sefer Abonim. Sefer Ha'avos B'cholofen mentions Vayomas Yosef. B'cholofen, he's also a Bechina of Av. And as such, the last thing to mention is that, yes, Yosef also a Bechina of Av. He's called Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. Evan is Av Ben. Vayomas Yosef. But then as a Ben, B'cholofen was starting Sefer Shmois. And Bonim means not just the Bonim of Yaakov, but the Doris Viter. So it says, as the Golas is getting B'cheshchas Golas, Vayomas Yosef V'cholecha V'chol Adorahu. Which door is that? The Rashbam writes Mefurish, and as the Sephorno, V'chol Hador Hahu, the entire Shivim Nefesh. Vayomas Yosef V'chol Echa V'chol Hador Hahu, all Shivim Nefesh were Nifter. And it's a Pella, I saw Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin asks, and more elaborately, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer Time of the Krah, so these are Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Sephorno, they say that all 70 of the Nefesh died. It's not true. And he brings various places where you see certain of them, Serach Bas Osher, Yocheved is still around by when the Golas gets tough. And there's a few other ones that there are Makairis either from Psukim or Chazal. What makes it more complex, the Kashi, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, there's a Yalkut in Parshas Baloischa that gives the name of the Shivim Zakenim of Parshas Baloischa, and like 14 of them are from the original Shivim Nefesh. So we have, how does that stem with the Rashbam and Sephorna that says V'chol Adarahu means that yeah. So Vayoka Melechadosh, either really a Melechadosh or Neschatzuk Zeroysov, and he has a meeting with his three advisors. The Gemara says, Havan Neschak Maloi Soita Daf Yer Aleph Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Shloish Shahayu Ba'oisai Eitza. The Eitza of Havan Neschak Maloi Bilom, Eoiv, and Yisroi. Bilom Sheyoatz Neherag. Bilom gave the Eitza to go against Klal Yisroel. So he gets killed. He was shoysek, he also gets punished. Yisroi Barach, he zoiched at Mibnei Bonav Belishka Sagos. What's the taich? Iyev Sheshosak, famous word from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Iyev was shoysek. How does he get punished? Tremendous geferlich Yisurim. What's the mida keneged mida? As estut vei shreitman. When it hurts, you scream. Not only when it's chazulei rabbanon, for those learning the sugya. You have, if you, estut vei shreitman. Yisroi didn't scream. The punishment is to have the Yisurim. Geferlich Yisurim. Yisurim that obviously bring out to a geferlich Gishrei. That's how much of a scream he was supposed to scream for the Eitza. As opposed to Bilam, who actually gave the Eitza, but the problem is there's a stira. If Bilam was in this Eitza, so it comes out, Rashi has the Kashan Sanhedrin, it comes out he's a few hundred years old. That doesn't stim with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvav, that Bilam, the Gemara darshans on him, the Pasik, Anshei Domim Umirmo La Yechetsu Yemeyem, and the life of a person is 70, Yechetsu is 35, so Bilam obviously died at age 33 or 34, right? 34, if you don't want to be off by one by a gematria, so 33. But La Yechetsu Vaistei says he's supposed to be off. That's the Gemara says. Bilam was either 33 or 34. He didn't get to La Yechetsu Yemei. That doesn't stem with the Shita that Bilam is here in the Eitza. What more you could add, there's a certain Makaris in the Medrash that Lavan is Bilam. Then he's even more hundreds of years old. So Rashi asks the Kashi, he says it's Taka or Machloikis. You know, a brisk mahal of tzvei dinim and bilam, tzvei mahal chim in the sun. Vayimaruru es chayehem. The Gros says, the taimei hamikra on vayimaruru es chayehem is kadma v'azla. Now, they were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, but in the end they go after 210. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev es haketz. Ketz, 190. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechashev the ketz. He was mechashev that the 400 gets 190 sliced off of it. We said his bare minute last week also. And therefore, it's 210. There was a din of 400. The teretz is vayimaruru. The meriris of the 210 was so stark, it was kashir. The rabbis that works out the cheshbon kashir of the 400. So kadma v'azla, they went out early. Kadma v'azla, Aramaic. They went kadma v'azla. They went out early. Why did they go out early? They were supposed to go out at 400. The answer is vayimaruru es chayeyem. Kadma v'azla is gematria 190. That's the word Kadma V'Azla. It's Gematria 190. That's the Kadma V'Azla 190 years earlier. Now the Zohar brings down that it says Vayimaru es chayeyem b'avoyda kasha b'choymer b'lveinim b'chol avoyda basada. Really, all these things could also go on Torah. Avoyda kasha is kushya, levenim is liban halacha, choymer is kal v'choymer, avoyda basada is brisa, is kol avoyda sam is mishnah. This Torah shabal peh and the omal halimud of Torah shabal peh could be a parallel. That's how they were mashlim. That's another pshat how they were mashlim. They were mashlim it later by Matan Torah with the Omal HaTorah is another way of being mashlim the Arba Me'ez Shana. Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, anonymous, Amram. Vayikach es Bas Levi, he marries his aunt. This is another place where the Mefarshim talk about it. It's Osar al Pi Torah, Min HaTorah, to marry Doidosoi, but it's Koy the Mountain Torah, I guess. And he was Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach es Bas Levi. And the Rambam writes in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, Al Shisha Dvarim Nitztava Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was Nitztava six mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah, Birkas Hashem, Shvichas Damim, Arayis, Gezel, and Dinim. Which one is noticeably missing? The seventh, Eiver Menachai. Adam HaRishon wasn't given the din of Eiver Menachai. He wasn't bechlal allowed to eat meat. But Noach was then Hoysef all of the seventh, Eiver Menachai. That wraps up the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Easy way to remember them is Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Eiver Menachai, Birkas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. And then the big three, Gimel Averis Chamurus, as the other three. But then the Rambam continues in Hilchas Malachim. After Noach established the seven, Avram added Mila and Shachris. Yitzchak added Maisris and Mincha. Yaakov added Gir Hanoshe and Mayriv. Uve Mitzrayim Hoysif Lohem Amram Mitzvahs Yeseris. Amram added some mitzvahs. He was the God Ladar. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was mashlam the entire Tariag. The Mefarshim grapple which mitzvah was Amram Moisif. Some say he was Moisif, the inyanim of Gittin and Kedushin, because he married Yocheved. Okay, it was Daidosai, and that I guess he wasn't Mechadish. That was not one of the mitzvahs he was Mechadish. But it was Daidosai. It was Gerishin and Kedushin. Now, how did he take her back, though? By Yelech Ishmi Beis Levi, now he's taking her back the second time. It's after he divorced her, having already had Amram and Miriam. Now, he got divorced because of the Gezerah. She didn't listen. It says in the Medrash she got remarried to Eli Tzofon ben Parnach and had two other children in the interim after she already had Aaron and Miriam. Their names actually were Eldad and Medad, who are Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers. And then Amram takes her back. Now it's Machzor Grushasai. It's Machzor Grushasai, Misha Nisis. Vaistachos, Amram was Mechadish Kedushin and he was Mechadish Gerushin. But he wasn't Mechadish Machzor Grushasai. But the Megala Mukas and others for him talk about the fact that the Ba'oi Mekadvarim, that's another reason why Moshe Rabbeinu can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the Ovis kept the Torah, and even Koyinu Shinitma, and in Eretz Yisrael, a ben of a Machzor Grushasai, that's Pogomi. In Eretz Yisrael, he can't be. He's a ben of a Machzor Grushasai. But not everyone learns like that. In fact, there are those that learn Fakeret, that Eldad and Medad are Amram's children from a different wife, and a different Shita that work it out other ways. But it's interesting, Amram divorces the God Ladar, divorces his wife, because at that point he felt that you are supposed to not stay married. But Yocheved does go and get married. And that's the Cheshvin. Now everyone always quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu was the third child of Yocheved. Like this, he's not actually the third child of Yocheved as well. So the parsha continues, you have the whole sugya of the sneh. Moshe Rabbeinu has his galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him. Sneh is the same lashon as Sinai. The Eben Ezra already makes a comparison to that. And it says actually in Zayis HaBracha, Uritzoyin Shoichni Sneh. The same sneh that I was nizgal to you by the sneh afterwards I came to you by Sinai. It says Uritzoyin Shoichni Sneh Dafka by the bracha in Zayis HaBracha by Yosef. Because Yosef represents that even Shchinta Begalusa, we spoke about that the other week also, Yosef represents even in a matzav of sneh, when it's not exactly Matan Torah yet, but there's already a darga of Hashrois Hashchina. Now there's a machlokes, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's darga of Nevuah was fundamentally different than the other Nevi'im, and that's why it says over here, Moshe, Moshe, without a hefsik, it's like it's that darga. Although it happens to be a machlokes, do you say that Moshe Rabbeinu received the darga of Aspaklaria Meira only by Sinai? Or in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu was already at the darg of Aspaklaria Meira by Sneh. It seems to be a machlokes about it. But the pasuk says, "Vayar Hashem kisar lirois." So I saw an interesting shot. Kisar, sar is 260. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying by the Sneh, Hashem was saying it's time to tell them to go out. Moshe Rabbeinu knows the cheshem that they're only there for 210 years. He knows that it's not going to be a full 400. Yeah, zol zayin. But he says it's supposed to be 260. Why 260? Because we spoke about it last week. Moshe Rabbeinu knows that every one of the Shvatim that sold Kakod Yosef is another Tegiyah that you have to make a punishment for. Then there was 10. There was 9 Shvatim plus the Shechina was 10. And 10 times 26, 10 times Shem Avai is 260. So he says to Hashem, it's Kisar Lirois. We're not up to the Geula yet. Hashem says, no. It's not totally in 10 times Shem Avai. So he says, what? There's a different name? So Hashem says, yeah, let me tell you the other name. And he's Megalatim, the name of Eya, which is 21. 10 times 21 is Taka the 210. And that's how he knows that now it's time to go out of the Golas. That's what happens by the Hizgalus of the Sneh. Now Rav Chaim Volozhin writes that when it says, Shal Na'olecha Me'al Raglecha, that Moshe Rabbeinu is on such a madrega of Nevuah that he has to remove himself from his shoe. The shoe, he explains, is the goof of a person is a shoe. The neshama is a much dover ruchni gavoya roisha megiat shemaima. The goof of an adam is only the nal. Hashem is saying, shal na'olecha, remove yourself even from that shoe. Be totally ruchni and be on the madrega to be masig Nevuah on such a madrega. Hare, the levels of Nevuah that it's not as paklari ami'ira is because the goof is choytzitz. Be choytzitz from your goof. Be poishit yourself kemat. Kamat abachina of a malach. Israelikim, be poish at that, and then you'll be able to be masik that nevuah. Now I heard a murder that gets tight. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem by the snare. Part of the vikuach is, Vayomer Moshe Elikim, Mi anoichi ki elech alpari? Who am I? Mi anoichi? But state a murder that gets after. The emissary is a Kaddish Baruch who says, he already promised Avram Avinu by the Brisbane Absarim, Vachakech don anoichi. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, it's not me, you got to do it yourself. Kaddish Baruch who, you promised, don anoichi. Anoichi Hashem alikecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish to Moshe Rabbeinu, such a meiridik and madrega. You're my shliach, ki anoichi shelachticha. You could be a bechina of anoichi. If you totally misbattle yourself, if you totally misbattle yourself, this that it's supposed to be, you could be a shliach of Kodesh Baruch Hu, shluchah shel Adam k'moisi. Vayoyimer ki eye imach, v'zeh ha'ois ki anoichi shelachticha. Moshe Rabbeinu, you could be a representative of, yeah? Not to overdo the nusach, but you could be. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, me anoichi, I'm not anoichi. You promised that it's anoichi going to do that. No? If a person is totally misbattle himself, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu's darga, that you can become to that darga of anoichi. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that you're going to tell the Yidden even that you're going to take kli kesef and kli zav u'smalois v'samtem al b'neichem v'al b'nei seichem. You're going to put them on your children. So the Mefarshim will tell, why are you going to take the clothing only for the kinderlach? Take them for yourself. So the Chassam Sofer said, he was in his generation fighting the idea that the goyim were wearing shorter clothes, jackets, or yeke, they would call it, and the yidden would wear longer clothes. And the yidden was starting to wear clothing like the goyim, and the Chassam Sofer was loichim against that. He said, even when you took the mitzvah clothes, which was shorter, I was like, the goyim, said, don't put it on yourself, put it on the kinderlach for them. Not for the kindlech itzmuta, but for them it's going to be long. They're much shorter. They got nervous. No, for the kindlech it's going to be long. But another pshat is that how do you have a right? How do you have a right to take the clothing? The teretz is als in this famous story with Gevi'ah ben Pesisa in Sanhedrin that he tells the yidden, you deserve, you have to pay us back. You took all the bizui. The Biza of Mitzrayim, they say, no, we deserved it for the work. The Teretz is, the Vikuach is what they took for the Kindlech. The Kindlech didn't work. That's where the Vikuach is. There's another pshat in the Chassam Sofer. There's a steer in Psukim here. If you're also going to take the smallest or not. He says, because on the Begadim, there was a semel of the Mitzrayim, which was Avodah Zarah. So originally, you weren't allowed to take it. But only after Makas Bechairis, then it was Bittel Avodah Zarah. Once it became Bittel Avodah Zarah, then you're able to even take the smallest. He's medayik in the psukim when it became the schadish that you could take the smallest. We mentioned the story with Rabbi Kiva Eger that once he received from Franz Joseph, he was the emperor of the entire Austrian Empire, and he gave him a walking stick that had the emblem of the king on it, and on the emblem of the king had a tzelem. So Rabbi Kiva Eger received it as a matana, but right away he cut off the part that had the tzelem, the golden top of the stick that had the tzelem. He cut it off. Someone was malshin on Rabbi Kiva Eger that he was mezalzel in the dmus of the melech, in the semel of the melech. So he called Rabbi Kiva Eger. He said, my height. He says, no, it was, thank you very much for the stick. It was a little, not much for my height. It was like an inch off. I had to cut off an inch. It should be exactly punked. So he said, yeah, you could have cut it off from the bottom. When you have to cut off. He said, no, the bottom, it was the right size. The problem was on the top. The niskablu, misafram she niskablu advarim. Yeah, there's a whole holder sugi over here. Moshe Rabbeinu is told, Dosan va'aviram died. Now they really didn't die. The Gemara says in the Dorin, we see from here that Ani is chashiv kemes. They became aniyim and Ani chashiv kemes. But it's stark meduyah because the pasuk says fascinating. Kimesu kol ha'anoshim ha'mevakshim es nafshecha. If they're really dead, it's not behoive Hamevakshem es nafshecha. It's asher bikshu es nafshecha. Hamevakshem es nafshecha shows that they're not dead mamish, but they're oni chashiv kemes. Now there are four things that are chashiv kemes: sumo, mitzayra, ein lebanim, and oni. But here avad the chazal don't have oni, because if it was sumo or mitzayra, if you still have the money, they could still cause damage to Moshe Rabbeinu. But if he's an ani, then avada, that would be a teretz. And then you have a huge sugi here of the bris milah. Vayhi baderech b'moloin, vayitkesheyu Hashem, vayivakesh hamisoi, that kipshutoi, by the moloin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since Moshe Rabbeinu was nisrashal in the milah, so he comes and attacks Moshe Rabbeinu. And the shiloh then is, so who does the bris milah? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a shiloh, how could Sipaira do the bris milah? The Gemara brings that it's not pashut that an isha is kosher for bris milah. So there's various mahalchim in the sugya. Why, and how Tzipora was able to do the mila. But it's interesting. The Gemara over there in the Dorm brings a machlokes that by Shrabenu had a cheshbin that he doesn't have to do the bris mila because it's a sakana. And there's a famous kasha from the Mizrahi, Asach Redenvengen. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbin that he doesn't have to do bris mila, which is a tzivoy from the Boirei? Because, even though it's before Mount Torah, but he was mitztava from the Boirei, he's from Bnei Avram already, he was mitztava in Milo. Who cares if it's a sakonis nefashis? L'chayra, the reason not to do something because of pikuach nefesh is v'chay behem. But it didn't say v'chay behem yet. V'chay behem wasn't mischadish yet. So what was the cheshbin? Asach redden of them. What was the cheshbin? Why it was not pasha that he wouldn't be mechoyev to do the bris milah by the what's it called? Now it's also interesting. It says v'tikach tzipay ritzar. She took a stone. It's brought down in a medrash that the Golias, who's the ultimate Orel, the Plishti Ha'orel, David HaMelech attacks him with five stones. There are five stones. The Pashtas Mashmayos and Medrash, it's literally these stones, although maybe it just means like a dogma. But literally, there were five stones. Avram Avinu was Mal Atzmai, Avram, Yitzchok, Tzipoira, and Yeshua. It says, Asay Lechokar Veshtur Tzurim, that there was two. And these five Avonim, those were the Avonim that David HaMelech threw at Golias. If it means literally or it means that these stones represented, you have to know how to farshte in the medrash. At the end, Klal Yisrael is already suffering, and we'll just speak out. It says there's a pasuk over here, Lo Yisay Sifin La Seis La Tevin La Am. It says Lo Yisay Sifin. There's an extra aleph. There's a medrash that says that even in Mitzrayim before Matan Torah, the Klal Yisrael would be Maasef on Shabbosos. On Shabbosos, they would be Maasef. They had a Shabbos of Chizik. That was what kept them through. And the Gezerah now of Parai is even taking that away. You take away the Shabbos Ischas, because then it's like, that already was too much. And Hemshech is going to be Mertz Hashem.